This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran put its military capabilities on display Sunday with a series of parades to mark the 39th anniversary of the start of the Iran-Iraq War. Iran's president is warning that foreign forces are threatening the security of the Gulf after the U.S. said it was deploying troops to the region. Meanwhile, in an interview with ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he believes President Trump's strategy on Iran is working.
We are well on our way to forcing the Iranian regime to ultimately make the decision to become a normal nation. That's all we've ever asked.
The September 14th assault exposed the vulnerability of the region's oil facilities to drone and cruise missile attacks. U.S. President Donald Trump says he did nothing wrong in a telephone conversation with the new president of Ukraine. News reports claim Mr. Trump allegedly urged him to investigate the son of former vice president and 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. Speaking to reporters on Sunday, President Trump said the whistleblower complaint from an intelligence official feels like the start of another witch hunt.
The conversation I had with the president of Ukraine was absolutely perfect. And people better find out who these people are that are trying to subvert our country, because here we go again. These are bad people.
Mr. Trump has pushed for an investigation of the Bidens for weeks, following news reports that explored whether a Ukrainian energy company tried to secure influence in the United States by employing Biden's younger son, Hunter. World leaders are preparing to gather for their annual meetings at the UN General Assembly. It's a summit on global warming. The summit will take place tomorrow. More than 100 heads of state and government are expected to attend. But only those who bring dynamic and concrete plans to mitigate the effects of global warming will be invited to speak. That's the plan for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.